So the Tigers, Friday night footy, 22 points. Too good for the Western Bulldogs.
Yeah, cramp.
The Dogs by 14 at quarter time, 19 at the half. The Tigers with a 5-goal-1 third term took control, led it by 6. And in the end, they kicked the last 3 goals of the match, 4 in the last term. And they win it 77-55 in front of 52,402 people. Here's Trent Cotchin.
And started the game really well. We just managed to hang in there, give ourselves plenty of opportunity. And run away with the win, but really proud of the boys. Everyone played their role.
You finished the game on the bench. Is there a concern here? Are you all right?
Or? The hammy just grabbed a little bit at the end when I was chasing Caleb Daniel. But the scans have returned.
Yeah, fingers crossed for you there. But what changed for this group in that third quarter? We spoke to Dimmer at halftime, and once again, just making the most of those opportunities forward. But it was certainly more than that, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Coming into the game, obviously didn't kick very straight and left a few on the table, but probably just finding the composure in the game that we could and hitting those targets. I think we had quite a few marks inside 50, which is something we've been working on.
And one man who really added to that, Tom Lynch, was good tonight, wasn't he? Forget the 5 behinds at half time, but 12 marks all around the ground, 3 third term goals where the tide really, really turned. He was very impressive.
Yeah, he's just amazing, the big fella. I mean, every week he works his ringer off. He's normally competing against 2 or 3, so I think his work rate tonight really stood out for me, and just the activity inside 50 is obviously hard to play on. He's a big boy, and he's got a lot of lively types at his feet as well.
Yeah, and through injury, is opening up opportunity for some of the younger guys. It must be pleasing to see Riley make his debut tonight and perform strongly.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's always a hard thing coming in. Each week and seeing guys that are playing really, really good footy in our VFL program, and it's a credit to the way that they continue to show up and give themselves every opportunity to play, and obviously doors open in footy, things don't always go your way, and it's a credit to how they come in and play their role for our side.
Well done, Coach. Go and enjoy the win.
Thanks.
Thanks to Abby, thanks to Trent Cotchin, thanks to the 7 Network. So he said my hamstring grabbed a bit, there was no ice on it, Nate, but he said he'd go for scans. He's had some soft tissues the last couple of years. Doesn't look that concerned, but when you say you're going for scans, he's obviously severely in doubt next week.
You have to be. He'd know his body, and you don't come off and then activate the sub without thinking that you have nicked it. So obviously, by the sound of that, Trent Cotchin's probably missing the next 2 or 3, which is a shame because it's a Friday night blockbuster against the Cats next week. But what an effort. A massive change came over that game just prior to half time, and it was a 4-goal margin. And you want to head down to Bashar Hall?
Yeah, I think we should.
Place, and it's kind of been working for the last few years, but we knew if we stick to our Richmond system, things will generally take care of themselves. And Bulldogs are just a great competitor, them and Melbourne, and it gets even harder next week with Geelong. But the reality is we stick to the process, and we trust that anyone, that whenever someone comes in and replaces great players, we trust they do their role and have a good time.
Well, I really want to ask you about that defensive group, particularly in the third quarter. The communication around the ground is unbelievable, but you just set up so well behind the ball, didn't you, just to really allow those repeat inside 50s in that third term?
Yeah, I think playing together for such a long time, generally that 6 or 7 backs, allows us to trust each other. We've got certain ways we communicate, and that's credit to obviously to our backline coaches and more so the leaders of our backline, which it's David Asprey, Dylan Grimes. Those guys are just really solid down back and help us smaller guys set up and use the footy as well as we can.
It must have been really pleasing as well to see this midfield group in the third term really turn the tide in their favour. I thought Nank was unbelievable, Koch as well, really led from the front in there.
Yeah, and that's a great thing about our team. Well, we need our big boys to stand up, they step up and they play their role.
Talk to us as well about the development and the improvement of Shea Bolton over the last 12 to 18 months. He could have taken taken a couple of hangers out there tonight. They didn't quite stick, but gee, he's an excitement machine, isn't he?
He's a special unit. I just love how relaxed and calm he is. Yeah. And I think that's when he plays his great football. Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Just want to say to all my brothers and sisters, Ramadan Mubarak, and make the most of the last bit of Ramadan. So take care.
Dogs led by 19 at half time. The Tigers dominated, though. They kicked 5-1 in the third term, 4-1 in the final term. In the end, the Tigers 11-11-77. Far too good for the Dogs, 7-13-55. The Tigers by 22 points. This is the Triple M AAMI Amy review. Amy, who covers clangers. Amy does. Lucky you're with Amy. Chewy, 10 seconds worth of stats from you, thanks. Red Z style.
Yeah, from the 10-minute mark of the second quarter onwards, 39-20 inside 50s. Tigers posted 10 goals, 5 to 3 goals, 6. Hooley, number one ranked player, 31 touches and a major.
Well done, Chewy. For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy. The Triple M MVP award for Mongrel Boots. Mongrel Boots, comfy boots built for long days on site. I think it's you, big Chief Underscore Dunstall.
It is. I gave one vote to Tom Lynch. Mm-hmm. 14 possessions, 12 marks, 3 goals, 5. If he kicks 5-3 or 6-2, he gets the 3 votes. It's that simple.
Mm.
I gave 2 to Shea Bolton. I thought his second half was what turned it around and really provided the impetus for the Tigers to turn around a game that looked lost at different stages. 22 possessions, 3 goals and 10 inside 50s. And I've got to be honest, Bashahuli's run off halfback was superb. 31 possessions, he kicked a goal late and he operated at 86%. He just doesn't turn the footy over.
Earlier on today, well done, Chiefy. The Melbourne Storm for Choice Hotels around the grounds belted the Cronulla Sharks. So well done to the Storm. We'll talk tomorrow, Chewy.
Tomorrow we'll be back at the G, Collingwood versus the Suns, Howie.
Righto. What about you tomorrow, Darce?
Start with a little bit of junior footy, Howie, which is good. Little young Will be playing in the under-14s.
Right. Who's he play for?
He plays for the school. He'll be playing for Scotch College tomorrow.
Ooh, Scotch, red, yellow and blue, aren't they? Mm. The Scotchies, okay.
Yeah, beautiful ground down there.
Oh, yeah. What about you, Noodles? Is it a bit of netball? Or?
Yeah, game day tomorrow morning. Jude's got Auskick and then the girls have got netball, so I'll be running them a training drill before they get there tomorrow just to warm themselves
up.
They know it's game day.
Good.
And then some profits from cryptocurrency into pandemic and race through at Morpherville.
Fantastic.
Chief, you don't realise that Nate is a bit of a Demir Dokic-style father. Yeah. And,
not really, Chief.
Chief, you'll have a big day tomorrow because you've got to take care of your social media account, which is now at Chief underscore Dunstall, 4,351.
4,300, Chief.
Started at 21 tonight.
I'm going home and I'm going to have 14 hours sleep.
Right.
That's my day tomorrow.
And I reckon he'll be starting to think about some more posts for the account.
Yes.
Mm. TaylorMade have got the Sim Golf driver coming your way, Chief.
Like all the other posts I've put on.
Good on you, Chiefy. Well done tonight. And well done. I think we're done, aren't we? Are we done?
So.
Well done to Jason Tunners in the back row, Leroy back in the studio, Damo and Tom Brown on the boundary. She's all done here at the MCG. The boys will be back with Dead Set Legends tomorrow, and the girls, Em Friedman, will be on that locally, wherever you're listening around the world. And then the Rub from midday, always must listen to radio. But the Tigers must watch football team, 22 point winners over the Dogs, 77-55 in front of 52,000. There's no point walking at you, blokes, because I'm giving you all a lift home, so you might as well wait. In front of 52,402 people for McDonald's Room Hot Water and Triple M Rocks Football.